What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Hey, welcome everybody to Speak Your Success in the Morning. As you can see, we're clearly coming on at a slightly different time, but I wanted to switch up things a little bit today. Wanted to shift the pace just a little bit. Today is Thanksgiving, right? And knowing that this is a day that we are supposed to give thanks, right? This is a day to where we're supposed to shift and have a level of gratitude. This is a day to where we're to be excited and we're told that despite what's happening, like we sit around the table, we break bread together, we're with family, we're with friends, we're with the people that we love the most. Is that right? Would you agree with that? Can I get an amen in the chat somewhere? Amen. Amen. I appreciate it. I see you. So family, let's go ahead and get ready to dive in. All right. So I'm Jonathan Jones. And like I said, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. Usually I have my co-host with me today, but I said, nah, Britt, don't worry about it. We're going to rock. Okay. I'm going to rock today. And Britt was like, well, hey, John, consider this, consider that. I said, all right, producer Britt, I got you. I'm going to do that. Right. So I'm going to listen to my producer, producer Brittany Lucky. Happy Thanksgiving to her. Shout out to her. Shout out to her fam. Hope everybody is well on that side. Shout out to my fam as well. You know what I'm saying? but let's go ahead and get into it, y'all. Let's go ahead and get to it. So today, the verse that's kind of going to be the backdrop for our time today. Let me go ahead and share. The verse is going to be our backdrop for today. It's going to be right here in... There we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And then we're gonna break down this text a little bit. And y'all are going to see how we roll with today, right? You're going to see it's going to be a little bit different, but I promise you're going to be able to appreciate it. All right. So the text reads, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So there's a few things we got to take into account here. Rejoice always, not sometimes, not maybe, not depending, but we're to rejoice always. That's all the time. That's every day. That's rain, snow, sleet, or shine. Okay. Then it's pray without ceasing. So we should always be in a conversation with God. What does that look like? Does that look like we're always on our knees in front of our bed, just praying like this, or, you know, we got to get in a certain posture, or is it just an ongoing conversation, right? Just like how some of us would say we text without ceasing. So we're always, hey, you text, you send a message, you move on, you continue to go back to work, do whatever it is you do, but then you respond to the next text whenever it comes through, right? And then lastly, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for your life. This is the backdrop for today, like I said. So we're going to be focusing on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And y'all, I want to take you back to a time to where I created a movement. And this movement was called the No Complain Campaign. And as you can see, you see the bottom handle at Just Do It JJ. This was my handle on Twitter some time ago, but that's not the focus today. The focus is the movement, okay? And I'm taking this picture outside on the steps of my friend Josue's apartment, and my boy Miguel took this picture. But this is a happy John. This is a joyful John, right? But this is the focus I want you to get. Well, let me rewind. Let me slow down. Let me rewind back, okay? So today we're focusing on why we give thanks, or why we should give thanks. I want to take you back to a time to where there was a young man who had an extremely terrible attitude. And this guy just found things to be mad about. He was working at this retail store, and then during his time, he was a good associate, right? Good in terms of he made the company money. But at the same time, his attitude was terrible. He always showed up late. He always complained. He always cussed. He always moaned. He always groaned. And he just thought the world revolved around him. But then there was a day to where their evaluations were taking place. And there's a young lady who went in the back. She got her evaluation. After she came out, she began to share with this gentleman. She said, "You'll never believe this." The guy said, "What's that?" She said, "I just got a $2 an hour raise. Isn't that awesome?" He looked at her and he said, "That's great. Because if that's what you got," then he said, "surely I'm going to get a better raise than that because I'm a better associate than you." Isn't that crazy? Sometimes I hear people like, isn't that crazy when people are celebrating their own personal win that somebody else feels the need to say, "Oh, well, I'm going to supersede what you just shared. I'm going to one up you," right? So then the gentleman goes into the back. He sits down with the manager and the manager begins to give this young man his evaluation. And during this evaluation, she begins to say, "You know, your numbers are looking good. I think you have leadership opportunity and potential. So here's what we're ready and in position to do. We're ready and willing to offer you a 50 cent an hour raise." During that time, he looked at her and he said, 50 cents an hour? No, thanks. You can keep that. She looked at the young man and she said, "I didn't want to be the one to have to tell you this, but there's one thing I want you to understand, and that is you have a terrible attitude. You have a piss poor attitude." She said, "You come in like you own the store, and then you always walk in having something smart to say. You want to say this and you want to say that and you want to do this and you want to do that." But she said, "Guess what? I'm getting ready to go on my vacation and you're not going to ruin that for me." She had the young man sign the evaluation and then she proceeded to head out of the store. The gentleman said, "Wait, but let me explain my case." She said, "I don't have time for this. I'm gone." So surely thereafter, the gentleman came out to the front of the store. And as y'all are hopping in with me, go ahead, drop something in the comments so I know that you're with me so I can also greet you accordingly and tell you happy Thanksgiving on this day. But as the young man began to head outside the store, then what began to take place was, as the manager head outside the store, then what happened with the young man was, then he began to ask the gentleman at the register. His name was Miguel. He said, "Miguel, do I have a bad attitude, bro?" Miguel said, "Well, I just want to get this straight so I can answer you correctly." He said, are you talking about on Tuesdays? Because on Tuesdays, you have a more positive attitude because that was the day when they would typically go to church and enjoy church service together. But he said, "Yeah, bro, other than that, yeah, your attitude sucks, bro." The guy said, "Man, Miguel, move out my way, man. You don't know what you're talking about, man. Fold these jeans." Then he began to ask the other gentleman. His name was Josue. He said, "Josue, do I have a bad attitude, bro? Like, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts?" He said, "Oh, bro, yeah. Yeah, bro, your attitude is pretty bad, bro. Like, your attitude sucks." Then he said, "Man, Josue, shut up. You don't know. What are you talking about? You're a hothead. So how can you tell me anything right now? What are you even saying? This is ridiculous. I can't even believe you right now." And then the moral of the story is the young man had to sit there and the young man had to reflect on his thoughts. The young man had to sit there and the young man had to reflect on his actions. The young man had to really look in the mirror, and the young man eventually had to come to the conclusion and came to the conclusion that the way that I show up and the way that I respond and the way that I'm acting is affecting not only me, but everybody else around me. And unfortunately at that time, but fortunately now, I can see the error of my own ways. I was that young man. And even on certain days now, I still am that young man. But I have to submit myself to God and say, "God, help my attitude today. Help me, Lord, help me. Because right now I'm not feeling this. I'm not wanting to do this or that. And today ain't the day right now for me. So I had to come to a point in a realization to where I began to see, and these things began to become more and more evident, more and more clear for me, that guess what? It was all about something I created called the No Complain Campaign. And as you see this scripture on the bottom, it says, I have said all these things to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16 and 33. And the reason why I want to read that text is because if Jesus is letting us know that we will have trouble, we will have hardship, we will suffer through pain, well, then guess what, family? It's not a maybe. It's not an if. It's an assurance. It's a guarantee. And if you know that you're guaranteed trouble, well, guess what? You should expect it. You should expect it. And excuse me while I put this charger on my laptop. Boy, boy, boy. The enemy is busy, ain't he? Nah, I'm not one of them people. The enemy is not busy. I just didn't charge my laptop. But here's the thing, y'all. Here's the fact of the matter, and this is the thing I want us all to accept and take hold of. Right? The attitude that I had at that point in time, right, was something that I chose to operate within. And by choosing to operate within, there's a few things that I took from that lesson, where to ultimately where Marlene returned back to the store. That was my manager's name, right? And what Marlene shared with me that day was my coming to Jesus moment. Because what Marlene wanted me to know and understand was, Jonathan, like, this attitude is going to affect you in a negative way for the rest of your life if you don't make a shift, if you don't make a change. But when she returned from her 3 days vacation, she said, Marlene, wait. I said, I need to apologize, right? I said, I was wrong. And I said, I've begun to realize what you're trying to pull out of me. I began to realize and see and know that you were just trying to help me grow. All the time where I felt like you were nagging me, you were trying to call me higher and you were trying to really pull me up. But I was caught up in feelings that I had and projecting emotions onto her based on other managers that I have had. I had trust issues, y'all. Because I had managers that I would build bonds with and form relationship with, and then they would leave. And I felt a type of way about that. So that was why I started this thing, ultimately called the No Complain Campaign. And then look, this is what I started to do, y'all. And I would encourage you to do this as well. I began to take daily gratitude. And I would write down, I'm thankful for the people who are praying selflessly for others, right? Check that out. You see the date in the corner, 3-9. And then over here, look, I had another one. This is a daily gratitude. I said, I'm grateful for a solid support system. I'm grateful for a gift for speaking. I'm grateful for waking up in a bed. For these three things, I'm grateful for. Thank you, Lord. So today, as you sit around the table and you let people know, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for this food that we're about to receive, or whatever else you're grateful for, I want you to be encouraged and I want you to reflect on this, and I got 3 points for you. The first thing that I want you to reflect on is this. Number one, realize and understand that if your problems were a hand of cards and then you laid them down and then somebody across from you laid down the hand and the problems that they have, that they've been dealt, I can promise you that you're going to want to pick yours up and be grateful for the problems that you have as well as the problems that you don't. So let's remember that. But the three things I have for you before I send you on your way is right here. Number one, you have to begin to change what you see. John, what are you saying? Yeah, I can look in my house and I can see that there might be crumbs on the floor. I can see that my kids' toys are all over the place. I can see that sometimes my wife might get on my nerves, and I know I get on her nerves too, okay? But I also can change what I see. Kind of like when you're in the eye doctor, the optometrist, and they flip the lens, they say, you see it better this way or this way. I can say, wow, I see that I have crumbs on the floor, but I also can say I'm grateful that I have a floor to have crumbs on. I see that my child's toys are all over the place, but I can say I'm grateful to be able to be in a position to where we can purchase toys for him or other people have purchased toys for him. I can say my wife gets on my nerves, or I can say I'm so grateful that I have a woman who will deal with some of my mess, right? So we have to change our vision. That's first. The second thing, you have to change your playmates and change your playground. I was in a spot in the position to where I fled and ran from accountability, right? Accountability was something that I didn't necessarily want to deal with because it was requiring more work of me. It was calling me higher. It was making me do things that I might not have wanted to do. But guess what? It was better for me. So you got to change your playmates and change your playground. You got to change some of the people that are around you and then change the environments that you're in. Because at the end of the day, if you can't change who you're around, then just change who you're around. Yeah. And then lastly, what I want you to know is you have to have an eternal perspective. And for my people of faith or my people who might not be a part of any faith, what I want you to know is at the end of the day, whatever you believe, we're going to die at some point in time. But based on the book that I read in the Holy Bible, it tells us that based on the things that we're doing for the kingdom on earth, will ultimately store up a place for us in heaven, right? So the things that I'm focused on, serving my family, leading my family, pouring into my boys, giving to my community, showing up and volunteering in different ways, and encouraging people, these are things that I'm doing for the glory of God, not for myself. And understanding that, that should shift the way that I operate here on earth. Family, I just wanted to hit y'all with that and share a little bit about the background of the No Complain campaign, which is something that I started in 2014. And it just really encouraged me to focus on the problems that I have as well as the ones that I don't. Because at the end of the day, you and only you can change what it is that you do. Family, I'm Jonathan Jones. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Please, please, please remember, all right? If you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe. Feel free to leave a comment and, you know, leave a review if you're one of the audio listeners. But if you're somebody who is tapping in right here on YouTube, drop something in the comments. But family, remember, all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?